One bright morning in Vrindavana, the soft sunlight danced gently across the dewy grass. The air was fresh and alive with birdsong, and all around, the scent of jasmine and blooming lotuses wafted through the forest. The cowherd boys gathered with shouts of joy, their laughter echoing beneath tall tamala and banyan trees. Krishna and his elder brother Balarama led the happy group, a garland of fresh flowers swaying around Krishna's blue neck. The cows, with their shiny coats, moved gently beside their young masters, bells jingling, tails swishing, ears flicking at friendly butterflies. Krishna's peacock feather glistened in the early sun. All the boys admired him as they set off for a day of caring for the cows. Some skipped ahead, others lagged, but Krishna's enchanting flute brought them all together. As they walked, the boys sang simple melodies, filling the woods with sounds of happiness. They played games, leapfrogging, chasing, and sometimes pretending to be grown-up protectors of their beloved cows. Passing by the cool, sparkling waters of Yamuna, the boys splashed and bathed with cheerful squeals, inviting Krishna and Balarama to join their games. The river's breeze was soft on their faces. From reeds and fresh leaves, the boys crafted crowns and decorated garlands, offering them to Krishna, who accepted each one with a warm, loving smile. His friends rarely noticed how safe they felt around him, as if nothing bad could happen as long as he was close. After their games, the boys and cows rested in the shade of a cluster of large trees. Sunbeams flickered above, dotting the ground in gold. The boys chatted about their adventures, sharing ripe fruits and cool water from simple clay pots. Some gently stroked the cows, others watched dragonflies skimming the little forest pools. Suddenly, without any warning, a terrible heat pressed into the air. The birds became silent, and the forest seemed to hold its breath. Thick smoke began to drift between the trees, stinging eyes and noses. The boys stopped their play, and a heavy silence settled over them. Even the usually calm cows were restless and uneasy, stamping their feet and mooing anxiously. "Look," cried Madhumandala, pointing with shaking hands. "A fire!" Around them, orange flames crackled and roared like hungry monsters, racing through the dry leaves and twigs. The trees burned with loud popping sounds, almost like fireworks. Forest animals dashed through the undergrowth. Rabbits, deer, and squirrels ran for shelter, while frightened birds screeched, flying high above the trees to escape the spreading smoke and flames. The fire drew closer. The smoky air became thick and hard to breathe. Some boys coughed and rubbed their eyes. Others covered their faces with cloths, trying not to cry. The cows, scared and confused, pressed close together, looking to the boys for protection and comfort. Panic rippled through the group. All together they shouted, "Krishna, please save us!" Their voices trembled, but deep inside, everyone believed that Krishna would never let them come to harm. Balarama placed a strong, comforting hand on his friend's shoulder, and looked to his younger brother, so full of gentle power. In that moment of fear, the boys clung to Krishna, praying from the bottom of their hearts. Krishna heard the desperate cries of his friends. Calm and smiling, he stood among them like the very shade they needed. "Do not be afraid," said Krishna kindly, his blue form shining through the haze. "Close your eyes, hold one another's hands, and trust me." Though scared, every boy followed Krishna's instructions. They squeezed their eyes shut, drew close with their friends, and remembered his comforting presence. The world outside roared with heat, and the flames seemed so near. But deep inside, their hearts began to feel a little calmer. Then, just as the fire's heat became almost impossible to stand, something wondrous happened. Krishna, who is the Supreme Lord, gently inhaled. With a deep, peaceful breath, he drew in all the burning flames, the thick swirling smoke. Every bit of heat and fear disappeared into him. The fire vanished as quickly as it had come. All at once, the forest was cool and clear again. The sky above returned to a soft blue, sunlight danced on new leaves, and the birds began to sing once more. Tiny forest animals peered from their hiding places, marveling at the sudden peace. The boys opened their eyes and looked around in amazement. Gone was the fear and danger. The grass was green and unscorched, the mighty trees lifted their branches high and unharmed, and the cows munched quietly as if nothing had ever happened. Not even a single flower had wilted. Such was Krishna's all-powerful mercy. The boys rushed to Krishna, their faces shining with joy and relief. Some hugged him, others cheered and clapped, while a few wiped away grateful tears. The cows, too, gathered around Krishna and Balarama, nudging them gently, as if expressing thanks in their own quiet language. The whole forest felt wrapped in a kind and gentle peace. That day, the boys understood deep in their hearts that prayers, friendship, and faith in Krishna brought them real safety. The love they shared with Krishna made every step together a new adventure, and every moment, joyous or scary, became part of a wondrous story. As the sun set over Vrindavana, painting the world gold, everyone, boys, cows, animals, and even the wind, felt Krishna's loving protection and the special happiness that comes from trusting the Lord.